Speaking of wildlife, have you ever been jolted out of bed by this sound early on a Saturday morning? Ugh. Would you prefer this instead? Nice. In England, residents of Havering, just outside London, will be hearing more of the latter. That's because the town council has turned to cows instead of lawnmowers to keep parks and other green spaces neat and trim. The council estimates the move will save about $500,000 over 10 years. Roger Beecroft is the guy in charge of this new grazing program. Yeah, this is a grass management strategy that goes back even centuries. How'd you come up with this idea?
Well, absolutely. It's not new. I mean, these meadows are interesting because they've been grazed in the past. And what's happened, it's been managed other ways or not managed at all. And they've started losing some of their wildlife interests. So going back to the traditional management, in particular using traditional breeds, which have been selected to do well on these areas, is exactly what we've been doing and what many people are interested in now.
What kind of cows are you using for this? I mean, can you use any old cow?
Well, our breed is a Redpole cattle, which was bred in the late 1800s for use on exactly these sort of areas.
So will this work for these cattle, kind of spare them the slaughterhouse?
No, absolutely not. No, these cattle, they're a commercial herd as well. And the steers will eventually go to the butchers. They are slow growing and eating a whole variety of food. The meat quality is fantastic.
Free range cattle with a dual purpose.
Absolutely. So that the flavor in these animals comes from what they've been eating and what grassland, with a whole mixture of different species and herbs amongst it, provides some fantastic eating meat at the end.
What other benefits do you get from using cows to keep the lawns well trimmed?
When they're grazing, they'll take different species at different times, so you get a variety of height and different structure within the meadows. And a lot of the wildlife likes that. So if it's all at one constant height, for instance, if you're mowing, you cut it once and take lots of stuff away, and the habitat changes dramatically, instantly. And with cattle grazing, it's a slow process, and the wildlife with the meadows can move around, and a lot of the wildlife has thrived. So going back to traditional methods, goes back to the days when there's lots of wildlife in the meadows.
Right, and you don't get those benefits from lawnmowers, but what you do get is a pretty even and tidy cut.
Yeah, so I mean, the even cut from a wildlife point of view is pretty horrific, really. So it's interesting how different people view these areas. If I go and look at a meadow with lots of wildflowers in it and some cattle grazing it and people enjoying it all, I think it's fantastic. Whereas other people go to a bit of grass and have it looking like a lawn and they think that's fantastic. So it's a question of perception, really, but some of these areas that traditionally have been good for wildlife need a different management for mowing.
Lawnmowers release gasoline fumes, cows release manure, of course. Who's going to clean that up?
Well, the insects clean it up automatically. There's lots of insects, things like dung beetles. So there's no need to go around and clear up after the cows. It's all part of the natural process.
Do you think this could become a trend?
Yes, I mean, there is more and more interest in it. We're being asked by various conservation organisations to help in grazing various areas. So it's really quite fun doing it and taking people along on the journey, really.
Roger Beecroft telling us about his cows that keep the grass short and tidy around Havering in England. Good luck with this.
Thank you very much.